Woodburn, Indiana, Woodburn Fire Department in Indiana, mm-hmm. the first to install a safe haven baby box where mothers can drop off unwanted newborns and infants anonymously. What happens is there's a box inside the building and it's climate controlled. As soon as a baby is placed in the box, it will alert emergency responders. So we thought that we would kind of get how this is being received in the community and across the country. Where we have on the phone with us Monica Kelsey. Now, you're a volunteer with the fire department. You're also a medic, and as an infant, you were abandoned, right, Monica?
Yes, two hours after I was born, my birth mother dropped me at a hospital at a small hospital in Ohio, and I'm not the founder of the fire department. I'm the founder of Safe Haven Baby Boxes, but a member of the fire department here.
Now, it's one of those things, and you see stories. You don't see them all the time. You see stories where babies get found in cardboard boxes somewhere and stuff. I mean, this is a fantastic idea.
Well, thank you. You know, we're finding about 100 babies a year dumped in our country, and instead of sitting back, you know, talking about how this is happening or what we can do in the meantime to try to, you know, teach these women to value their child's life, we decided to act on saving the lives of these children. Why, you know, these women do get help. We're proud that we're leading the way here in Indiana.
Yeah, it's amazing that you have the first one. What has been this is not something that's illegal to do for women to drop their babies off, correct?
Correct. Every state in the country has a safe haven law or a baby Moses law where a woman can legally walk into a safe surrender site and surrender her child, no questions asked, and turn around and walk away. The problem with that is that these women are dropping their children at the doors of these safe haven locations. Just 45 days ago, 60 miles from Woodburn, Indiana, where the first baby box was placed, a baby girl left in a box. The cord was cut, was not clamped. She was bleeding out, found at 4 a.m. by a firefighter, only because he heard whimpers outside of his outside of their quarters.
Wow.
You know, this little girl was saved. That was a safe haven location where this woman could have handed that child over legally, but she chose not to.
But I think women probably don't want to. They fear being judged. They fear the repercussions of actually having to do that face-to-face with somebody. So this gives, the safe haven baby box, gives women the comfort they need to do what's best for the child at this point.
Absolutely. You know, and of course, if we can help the mother, we want to do that, but the safe haven law was enacted to save the lives of abandoned children, and that's our focus. Now we do run a 24-hour hotline. We've had to date 2 safe surrenders, which is amazing. Where we assisted women on our hotline to surrender their child. And keep in mind that the boxes are a last resort of the safe haven law. The 2 women that we assisted, we actually got them to walk into one was in a hospital and one was in a fire station. And surrender that way. That's what we want them to do first. But if they choose they can't do that, we want to make sure that this option is available for them if they choose that they do not want to do the face-to-face interaction.
Monica, have you received any pushback from the community? I'm not sure if Woodburn is a small town kind of area that they're saying that this will then inspire
and encourage
women to abandon their babies.
Well, you know, our community here, I haven't had any negativity, but I've been working on this project for about 3 years, and my community has been so involved with fundraising and stuff, and they believe in this mission. I mean, the fire department here, a lot of the guys took the day off when we blessed this box just because they've been working just as hard as I have.
Yeah.
And so we haven't really had a lot of pushback from the community. Now, when people understand the program and they realize that 100 babies a year are being dumped in our country, they're getting it. But, you know, when you first hear, oh, my gosh, women are putting babies in boxes.
In a box,
you know, of course, that kind of throws you off a bit.
Well,
start really looking into it. People are understanding that these are needed and they were needed a long time ago.
Monica, thank you so much for coming on air. I know you got a lot to do this morning. So I talked, she's like, I'm doing 8 to 10 interviews a day. So, Monica Kelsey, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good day.